Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Let's see how I did it that time. Okay, we're coming back. This week we have a truck driving song.
Truck driving song.
From 1999, believe it or not, Running with Scissors. Now, we were trying to figure out what album this is on right before we recorded. You thought it was what?
I was thinking Poodle Hat, off the top of my head. Like, it was on Poodle Hat, right?
When I was doing the research, I honestly started with his first album.
Wait, what?
Because it felt like something from the 70s.
Well, it kind of is.
Exactly.
That kind of rambling.
No, it's a combination of the music that he's parodying, okay, and the weird subject matter feel old in a way that makes me go, oh, he must have published it as, like, this feels like, now, for some reason, this feels like Gotta Boogie in the sense that, like, oh, it came out. It was one of his, like, college funny songs.
I can see that.
And so I checked, and then finally, when it wasn't on Weird Al Yankovic or in 3D, I was like, okay, what song is it? And it's like, Running with Scissors.
I could see you thinking maybe in 3D or Dare to Be Stupid, but come on, there's no accordion in this. It couldn't possibly be on his first
song. Oh, well, no, and that's that I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, you're right. Interesting song.
That, to say the least. One of his more risque songs.
Risque, but it's weird, especially now. I think it's a weird song to do. I don't
think he would do it now. I don't think he would.
I don't think he would, and that's the thing, is like, I feel like that, and that's why I thought it was a much earlier album. Was like, okay, it makes sense then. Now, it's like, okay, we already have the Lumberjack song. Mm. That's that old... about cross-dressing that you're like, okay, it's comedy, but it's an older comedy, but so it's okay because it's older comedy, but like you wouldn't do it now. But this song is only 18 years old.
It's definitely, I think, inspired greatly by that song.
It's got to be. Yeah. And that's the thing, is that it gets to the point where you're just like, okay, so...
Well,
this one doesn't have a message.
No. Well, it kind of does, because it's very ambiguous, because you don't know if it's a guy who likes to dress up in women's clothing or a very manly sounding woman.
Interesting.
He said that he did that on purpose, where he did not want to actually, he wanted to keep people guessing. Is this a woman with a deep voice, or is it a guy who just likes to look frilly?
No,
that's kind of part of the joke.
And I think some of it's okay, because it doesn't, it's not mean spirited.
No,
it's
not
just
at all.
It's just factual.
Yeah.
And it, maybe it's just one of those things where it's the response to the song.
Mm-hmm.
Changes, but even though the song doesn't necessarily have to.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
Maybe your enjoyment of this song is different now than it would have been 30 years ago, but that doesn't necessarily mean the song is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Subject matter wise.
Well, my kids, when they heard it recently in the car, my older one, his impression of it was a woman with a manly voice.
Oh, okay.
He's like, well, she sounds like she's a man. That's funny. So that's what he thought. That's what he thought was a kick out of it.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Speaking of which, Weird Al has gone on record saying that he recorded this early one morning, mm-hmm. and that's how he got so low.
The deep voice of the morning, yes.
Yeah, because that was a big discussion on whether or not it was Weird Al for first couple. And he's like, no, I did it, but I did it like in the morning when I had like super low voice, and that's how I was able to hit it.
Yep.
So this is sort of a... It's a genre spoof.
Yeah, I would think Johnny Cash
sort of like, well there's
really,
a little bit more specific. He says, Weird Al says that he listened to a lot of C.W. McCall before recording this, and that's the guy who did Convoy.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also a guy named Dave Dudley that also does a lot of stuff that sounds even more like this, that feels like he's sort of, it's that whole trucking culture that was,
right.
And that's the other
Smokey
thing.
Smokey the Bandit kind of.
It makes sense if you put it out at that time, mm-hmm. but who cared about it in 99? I mean, like what this?
It was a very unusual song.
I don't understand this song. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't feel like, well, the genre is ripe enough, I think, that you could do a parody song about it. But the subject matter on top of that is like weird. Very weird.
That's his name.
Okay. You're right. You're right. You got me. You got me.
What would you expect? He's not normal Al Yankovic.
Nope.
It's weird, all right.
Straightforward Weird Al. No, it's straightforward Al Yankovic.
There you go. I enjoyed the song in a weird way. It, yes, definitely not one of my favorites, but I get it. I think it's amusing and somewhat offensive in a way that he normally doesn't get. But that's a lot of your own, you know, like, oh, knowing about culture, like, oh, definitely. PC, you can't say that, you know, but that's kind of like where he's going. This is kind of early on in that whole, you know, culture has gotten, like you said, you could never record it. The backlash, you're like, oh, that's so insensitive.
But that's the thing is, I feel like the thing that I would want is something in it somewhere that's a message, a little bit of a message that's like, no, I'm doing this on purpose. Or
I think it's there.
I think
there's like lyrics like this is just how he feels, you know, he or she. This is just if it's a woman, you're right.
With
she wants to feel pretty, even though she got this deep voice. If it's a guy, like whatever, you want to wear that while you're driving a truck, go right ahead.
Maybe the absence of a more specific message is the message, mm-hmm. because it is sort of like, nope, this is who I am. In the same way,
exactly.
He's actually said about. Fat. He's like, no, he owns that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he takes that on.
That's the exact same way I see this one. This person, male or female, whatever, totally comfortable with what he or she are doing. And this is who I am. Like it or leave it. I'm having fun. I look good.
All right.
Either way, this person is owning it and feels good and confident. Like, I'm driving this truck and I got this power beneath me and my 18-wheeler, I'm hauling the big load. And yeah, I got mascara and I look pretty. Who cares? This is me. This makes me comfortable. So that's the message. I think it's like empowerment. Be you. Right. Let your freak flag fly. That's say that five times fast.
Yeah, it's trying to say it once.
One time fast or slow. I'll say it one time slow, maybe. Let your freak flag fly.
That is a make
hard.
It
I know that's a hard thing to say.
That's weird. It's a weird thing that's actually became a phrase.
Like, that's like a hard phrase to phrase? Say.
How does one person say it and go, "Nope, that doesn't
you
work."
You can't chant that. Too. No.
Let your freak flag fly. No. Let your freak flag fly. Let your freak flag fly.
You got it, man.
Fleek flag.
fleek flag. Oh. Anyways.
Yes.
We're too old to say that.
Yes, we're too old. We should get.
Kicked out
the guy. I forgot his name already.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's been so long now. Since we got Walter.
Walter should come in. He's dead, I think.
Oh god.
No, he's fine.
He was only on one episode.
He's
the poor
been a
guy.
Couple.
Okay. So beyond that, once again, another stellar example of Weird Al doing the research. He working all the words in.
Right?
Just like the Canadian song we just did. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all the words are in this. He's got the hammer down and, you know, all that stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
He does the research. Mm-hmm. He, like, almost like a nerd student, kind of. Like, and we know he does this, and we know he was like this, but, like, he does the research. He gets all the check marks on the box.
On both sides of this song. He got all the frilliness and all the truck driving-ness.
I don't know what chiffon is.
She was one of the singers in Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay, I think it's also a fabric of some sort.
Oh, that too. Yeah, I think it was named after the singer.
And that's the weird thing about fashion that I don't understand. Sometimes it's a fabric and sometimes it's a design. And you're just like, well, which is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. I just know chiffon is one of the singers in Little Shop of Horrors. I think it was the one who was on Martin.
Okay.
Tisha Campbell? Wow. The stuff that sticks in my head. Anywho.
You got a lot of weird stuff up there.
I'm weird.
Okay. So talking about Running With Scissors. To me, this album was always the one where the title didn't make any sense to me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just like, no, I get Running With Scissors, right. But like, I don't know. And maybe up to this point, there were a lot of albums that I saw that they like, because this comes right after Bad Hair Day, and mm-hmm. Bad Hair Day, the album cover and the everything makes a lot of sense.
True.
Running With Scissors just doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't refer to any of the songs on the album. It's just the most random phrase in the world. And that's always struck me as just weird.
Yeah, I guess that's
what he's going. I mean, I guess that's a good thing. But
he's wanted something. I don't know what he was thinking either. It doesn't really fit with anything
the
on
other
the
thing
album.
That I'm always bothered by is that weird, like...
I don't like the way it's cut.
It's got this weird edit in it that's got more... And I don't understand why.
Me neither. They cut off part of the grass. There's like a little, I mean, obviously unless, cut two parts of this field together, unless that piece of grass is actually in the field like that.
No, there's no way. No. There's no way. Like, is it supposed to be a cassette? Maybe it was made for a cassette cover?
But then why is his name over the cut?
You're right.
Make any, yeah, the album cover always bothered me as well.
Table of that. We'll look that up before the end of this podcast.
I don't understand the...
I don't understand. And that's
always bothered me as well.
That and the name have always bothered me. I'm just like, I don't understand it. Like, it's almost like it was half done or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, why?
Maybe there was something just really awful, right? Standing on the grass. Maybe a dog was taking a poop and they're like, we can't take this shot again. We need to use this shot.
How is a dog taking a poop not on the cover of this album?
Well, maybe it wasn't that. Okay. I guess that would make it better.
But you know what I mean? Like, how is that? I feel like I've seen a dog taking a poop on the cover of somebody's album.
I think you're right. I can't think of who. I know who it is. It is an album cover. Yes, maybe I know you're right.
We'll have to look that up too.
Call in.
No, so it looks like we're right.
Yes.
It looks like it was made for a cassette for some reason in 1999.
Why? I don't understand.
I don't understand that either. And then the part that looks weird feels more like what used to be on the other side of that, like tucked in.
Where that line is, it folded over the side of the cassette. But why? Yeah, no, but it's on the other side, actually. Yeah, it folds around the side.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But why use that same picture for the CD? Why make make a cover specifically for a cassette in 1999? I don't get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Very unusual. Oh, and Seether.
Yes.
Was the album that the dog had a dog pooping.
Yep.
I don't know why we remember that.
In my head immediately when you said that. I'm like, yep. I couldn't think of the band, but that was when you showed me that picture, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yep. Yep. ironically, well, I don't know if it's ironically, but coincidentally,
yes.
Last episode we talked about Green Day.
Yep.
In a music video for Green Day's Warning, there's a young man who goes around doing things that are conventionally bad, and at one point he runs with scissors.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. Do you remember the episode of I believe it was Cheers?
Yep.
Where Frasier runs with scissors? Yep. Yeah, yeah. Just little things, fun lookup of different things about running with scissors.
There you go.
Yep. So that was fun. Let's see. I did some research, or the internet did some research for me as about the title of the album. And in the commentary track in one of the episodes of the Weird Al show, says that at one point there was supposed to be a scene that was cut where there's a flashback of Weird Al running with scissors in a competition and then everybody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Huh. And that was potentially the inspiration for the album. However, Bermuda Schwartz mentioned at one point on the website that Running with Scissors was supposed to be the original name of the Bad Hair Day album before they realized they were doing the Coolio thing.
Gotcha. Huh.
So I don't know which one's true or what. And remember, this is also the album that did have the Weird Al show song on it, which we already covered. So
yes.
So yeah, so just some interesting concepts.
All right, like cool.
That. Augusta Burroughs also wrote a memoir called Running with Scissors, in case you want to know, which was later developed into a movie that had Brad Pitt in it, which I don't ever remember.
And I don't think it was called Running with Scissors, probably.
Apparently it was.
There's a movie with Brad Pitt called Running with Scissors.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe that's what Weird Al was referencing.
Yeah.
Maybe
what,
not.
What? No.
Probably
okay.
not. No. Anyways, favorite lyric.
Okay, my favorite lyric is the end.
The end.
I think so. Yeah.
He just says the end.
No. Sorry, not the end. Not the end.
You want me to go? While
yeah,
you
go.
All right.
I had one.
Charlie is thinking rapidly. Well, I have. I think I missed the first word, but when I hit those big speed bumps, my darling little rhinestone pumps keep slipping off the mother loving clutch.
Yep.
I don't know. I just love that.
What's as fun is every once in a while on a YouTube video, they'll bleep.
Mother loving. Really?
Yeah. And you're just like, well, that makes it sound even worse,
that's
actually.
Like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, exactly.
Unnecessary bleeping. All right.
Okay. Well, that, mine was going to be ending with high heels on, and you did that already. So,
well, not really.
Yeah, I'm going to say, but I'm still driving a truck, driving a big old truck, heading down the interstate, trying to make a buck.
There you go.
Like, it does stick in your head. It does. It's an earworm by far.
Yes.
So, ratings?
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
It's so unusual, but that's his thing.
Remember, we're comparing it to other Weird Al songs,
right,
too, I guess.
Exactly.
So we really have to realize that the exceptionalness with which Weird Al creates music should be average.
Right.
For our ratings.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's so hard to do when you're comparing against himself.
So Canadian Idiot, maybe I should have... No, I'm still going to say 4.5 for that, but I think some of that was like, he used all the words.
Yeah, he always does.
But that's what he always does. So
same in here. There aren't any other songs like it in his. I think what he's been doing lately is he wants to hit all the genres. He wants to do something of every genre. He, like, no matter how obscure it is, he wants it in his catalog.
And he does the genre really well, too.
Right. And I think this is one of those. He had to check this one off. He wanted to do that kind of truck driving song. So that's why he even called it. This is my truck driving song. That's it. I'm going to do one. And he did it, and he did it well. But overall.
See, and that's the thing that's weird to me is. Truck driving is the genre.
Yep.
So the fact that the lyrics are also truck driving just seems weird.
But that's what the genre of truck driving songs are. You're referencing driving a truck. All the songs are, you know, convoys, like rolling down the highway.
Think it needs to be about driving something else then.
What, driving a moped?
Or driving cattle or something. I don't know. It's too on the nose. Okay. Especially to be released in 1999. Like, at least the weird genres that he's doing now are either parodies of the artist that does it.
Yeah.
You know, or is that song is an old style of song, but he's parodying something that's contemporary.
Right. This is not either one of them. So,
although I guess technically CNR really isn't contemporary as a human being either. So I don't know.
Right.
Weird Al, you're very confusing for
this
us.
This one, I'm going to go with a 3.
Oh, okay, it's I'm giving it a 3.5.
It's right in the middle. It's well done, but you know all Weird Al stuff is well done if you think about it.
Yeah. Sorry, Weird.
I'm gonna go 3.
Al.
Yep.
3 or whatever we call him. Ah, okay.
Mr. Yankovic.
Mr. Yankovic. Yes, Mr. Yankovic.
Mr. Yankovic.
Okay. You can get a hold of us on Gmail. We're alyankovics@gmail.com. I'm gonna say we're all Yankovics.
Yeah, it's were. There's no apostrophe.
No, well, you can't put an apostrophe in an email address. We're also Wendell Yankovic.
Yep.
So W-E-N-D-E-L, one L, Yankovich on Twitter.
We like to make it easy for you to get
a hold of us. It's an inside reference. So, like, I don't know. Sometimes when you're too spot on, it's weird. I don't know. I also feel like if I'm tweeting towards Weird Al and I'm using this name instead of like We're All Yankovics, the name of the podcast, it feels more like it's coming from somebody who specific. Knows. No, it's somebody specific, not like somebody who's trying to get advertising, right. Like in a weird sort of way. You know what I mean? Gotcha. I do that with my other podcasts where we do TV shows, but then the name of the show is in the name of our podcast. And then that's when we make that our Twitter handle, they seem to be like unresponsive to it. But we did a show where we made a reference in the show and people seem to be much more okay. Like the actual TV show would like retweet our tweets and stuff. But now when it's like part of the thing, they don't do that.
Interesting.
It's very sad.
Well,
Then as always, what we would prefer is a little bit of an audio message.
Yes.
And you can call us at 302-72-WEIRD.
Weird.
That's 302-72-WEIRD.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll work on the jingle.
One day.
Yeah.
One day. We've got several hundred songs to go through. So.
Several hundred? Really?
I think it's over 150 or something like that.
That's not several hundred. That's 100 plus.
That's 100 and a half.
Several is more than 200. Right?
You
had to have more than one to be several.
Several. Yeah, that was interesting.
No.
A couple would be 200. And a few would be more than two. I don't know what
150-ish.
What did I say again?
You said several hundred, is definitely not several hundred.
Okay,
anyways,
we'll have to look up the
several dozen would work. Let's go with several dozen.
He's gonna make a whole new word crimes song just based on us. Thanks, Amir.
Yeah.
Thanks, Weird. I keep calling him Weird. Anyways. Call that up. Tell us about your stories about listening to Weird Al, your favorite Weird Al song, your least favorite Weird Al song, what we got wrong, what we got right. I don't know. Call us and tell us what we got right. I don't know. That seems redundant.
Your favorite spam recipe.
Yeah. We haven't even done spam yet.
We'll get there.
Oh. Okay. So that's the end.
That is. I'm sad.
Yeah.
All right.
But
well,
we'll be back later.
We will. All right. Until then. Bye-bye.
With my high heels.